Exclusive: Trump blasts Democrats' deranged tax return witch hunt. Calls on incoming GOP House to obtain Biden financial records. By Nick Gilbertson on December 23, 2022. Former President Donald Trump exclusively shared his latest campaign video with Breitbart News, in which he blasts Democrats for releasing his personal tax returns and called on the incoming Republican-led House of Representatives to obtain and release President Joe Biden's financial records. On Tuesday, the Democrat-led House Means and Ways Committee voted along party lines to release Trump's tax returns. Within hours, it published data from Trump's 2015 to 2020 returns. The committee obtained the documents through an appeals court ruling that ordered Trump to turn them over following a years-long legal battle. The 45th president had filed the request with the Supreme Court to block the ruling, but it was denied last month. Trump, the lone Republican candidate thus far in the 2024 GOP primary field, blasted the radical Democrats on Friday for the move, asserting that it is an outrageous abuse of power and that the documents only show how successful he has been. There is no legitimate legislative purpose for their action. And if you look at what they've done, it's so sad for our country, he said after calling the situation unconstitutional. It's nothing but another deranged political witch hunt, which has been going on from the day I came down the escalator in Trump Tower. Although these tax returns contain relatively little information and not information that almost anybody would understand, they're extremely complex. The radical Democrats' behavior is a shame upon the U.S. Congress, Trump added before calling on Republicans in the next Congress to pursue Biden's financial records. The new Republican House should immediately obtain the financial records of Joe Biden and his entire criminal enterprise, because that's exactly what it is. Biden is a corrupt politician who spent years selling out America all over the world, including to communist China. Just take a look at his accounts, take a look at all of his homes, and take a look at what his son, Hunter, has contributed to the family. The American public deserves to know the truth. We should also get to the bottom line on how Biden, on a salary of a U.S. senator, was able to buy one mansion after another, all these different locations. When I'm president, we will expose the Washington cartel, and we will make America great again. Plans are already in the works to obtain some of Biden's financial records. Last month, Representative Jamie Comer, R.K. White, who is set to chair the House Oversight Committee in the new Congress, announced that he intends to open an investigation into Biden on a number of potential violations, including wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, violations of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, tax evasion, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Days later, he told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday that the bank records of Biden's son Hunter and James Biden, the president's brother, would be the first focus of the probe. He also asserted that the pair had at least 150 suspicious activity reports between them. Of note, Biden published his joint tax returns with First Lady Jill Biden in 2020 and 2021. Earlier in the video, Trump contrasted his work as a real estate mogul and entrepreneur, who has employed thousands and thousands of people over the years, to career politicians in Washington, D.C., who only know how to kill jobs. While others use public office to enrich themselves, I left an amazing life behind to go and fight for the American people, and I'm glad I did it, he said. It hasn't been easy, but I'm glad I did it. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing even to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Hunter Biden is the subject of the narrative film My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was produced by the Unreported Story Society. It's the story the establishment media don't want you to see. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com.